Hi there, Steve here. Okay, today's topic is the paranormal. Now, I don't just mean ghosts. I'm on about ghosts, UFOs, time travel, everything like that. Angels, creatures that live in the sewer, and I don't mean rats. So, come on then, let's hear your views. Okay, I'm a firm believer in the unexplained, UFOs, close encounters. Space is vast, there's many, many worlds out there, and they've got to be inhabited. Ghosts too. I mean, I believe in ghosts. And the theories of time travel, and warp fields, and wormholes. I mean, it's really fascinating for me anyway, but I'd love to hear from you. You can join me in the show or tweet me back at SmoothSteve1. Now, there's lots of talk about 2012, the polar tilts. Let me rephrase that, the polar shift, tilting. I mean, the Mayans predicted that the world would end in 2012. Well, as we know, about 5 weeks ago, there was a chap saying in America that the Lord was going to come back and it was the beginning of a rapture. That didn't happen. And I'll tell you why it won't happen. Simply because man, not even the angels, know that exact day and time. So anybody that goes online saying, oh yes, the return of the Lord is the 23rd of October or whatever, you know, don't believe him. If you look in the Bible, it says there in Revelation. Not even the angels know when the Lord's going to come back. So don't be fearful thinking your world will end. I mean, yes, things like 2012 could happen. There's going to be disasters well before the Lord will come back to the earth. Most of it will be man-made. But as for Nibiru, the planet, but it's supposed to come very close to the earth, which causes the poles to shift, which is nothing new. It's happened about 3,000 years ago, I believe. Do your research on YouTube. There's a lot of junk out there, but there are some stories which are quite revealing. Same as David Icke. I mean, some of his theories might be way out. Some of it might be okay. You got to sort of take these things as you take them, really. So, have a look. Check it all out. And what about good old-fashioned classic TV programs? I'm going to do a podcast on that. Probably not today, probably tomorrow or the day after. I mean, I'm an 80s lad, so I grew up watching Airwolf, Knight Rider, Street Hawk, The Men from U.N.C.L.E. repeats. Monkey, remember Monkey Magic from Japan? There was Monkey Pigsy, who was a pig, Sandy the Fish Monster. Man, flying up in clouds, doing sword fighting, brilliant. The Water Margin, not quite as good, but it was still good. Better, so much better than the shit that's on TV today. I really feel sorry for kids today. There's nothing on. It's all soap operas, so-called reality shows, which are not reality at all. They're so bullshit. It's unbelievable. There's nothing to stir the imagination in the youth of today, which is probably why they're going out bloody rioting anyway. Anyway, that's me about to sign off now, because this is a freebie app and I can only record for 5 minutes. I'm going to have to get the updated version where I can do longer podcasts. So, there you go. Join me again. I'll get another one up and loaded tomorrow for you. If you've got any particular things you want to hear, I'll do a discussion on one. So, tomorrow, I'm going to go a little bit more in-depth with the paranormal. I've only skimmed the surface. So, there'll be one dedicated to ghosts, dedicated to UFOs of Worcestershire, and Kidderminster past, and the theories of time travel, and perhaps ancient aliens that perhaps visited Egypt, like Stargate, you know, with the gold travelling through wormholes, or Stargate as they call it. So, have a good evening, y'all, and this is Steve-O signing off. Good day.